Well, I didn't meet the Queen. I saw the Queen at an event at the New University of Ulster, as it was called then, in Coleraine. She had wanted to meet school children of Northern Ireland, and I was lucky enough to be picked to represent my school, which was in Belfast, and came to that event, if you like, on my own, but on a bus full of other people that I didn't know. But went to that, felt very privileged and honoured to be asked to go. Well, I was called into my headmaster's office one day and was a bit worried about what I had done wrong. And he just said, "I have a surprise for you. We've chosen you to represent the school in Coleraine on whatever day it was to go and meet the Queen." No, I think excitement and pride was probably the two. I mean, if you're 11 years old and you're chosen to meet the Queen, it was a big deal. I do remember my mum and dad took me shopping for a new frock. So I got a new dress, and I do remember them giggling about that, because the dress was navy, but the sleeves were white, like sheer material with like apples on them. So the overall, and there was a bit of red ribbon somewhere, so the overall effect was like navy, white and blue, which they had a little giggle about, that it was quite patriotic to be wearing to meet the Queen. And we wouldn't have been a very red, white and blue family. My mum and dad had given me some money so that I could buy some kind of memento of this great occasion. And I do remember standing around the university site, and there were various places that you could go, but they were quite limited. A lot of places were roped off only for the dignitaries. So I had this money in my pocket looking around for something to buy as a memento of this occasion. And the only thing you could buy was a milkshake. There was like a milk marketing board van selling milkshakes, and that was the only thing that you could buy on site that I could find, that I can recall. And I remember the anticipation of waiting for the Queen to arrive. There was an issue about the food. Lots of people got sick. St John's ambulance were very busy. I just remember watching them carrying people back and forth to the ambulance, and it became apparent that lots of people were sick. And I think it didn't come out until later that it was food poisoning from chicken paste sandwiches, I think. I do remember that I didn't fancy the look of the sandwiches and I didn't eat them. So therefore I was one of the lucky ones that didn't get sick. So it's only as an adult with hindsight and with reading around, and I've heard that maybe at the time some people thought that was potentially a security risk, and that maybe it had been a deliberate attempt to spoil things or to put people in danger. But I wasn't aware of that at the time.